Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Motor Mouth Mosley Radio Show. You have reached the Man Cave here in downtown Redan, Georgia. We're going to talk a little sports tonight. I want to thank you for calling in, whether you're calling in live or you're listening in on an archived episode. Just want to say thank you for taking the time to hear what I got to say. If you're interested in calling in, it's 347-945-7975. That's 347-945-7975. We want to talk about what you want to talk about, but we're going to start off with a little football action. Review of how we did last week in the NFL picks. Talk a little college football. A couple of big-time upsets going on last weekend, and a little preview of what we're going to look forward to this week. Of course, we've got some Major League Baseball, and if not tonight, I definitely plan on talking much more World Series after Game 1. Probably going to have a former major leaguer on just to talk, give a different viewpoint of what they expect to go on in the World Series. Supposed to have a couple of live call-ins tonight. Might talk a little bit of baseball, a little bit of basketball even. We've got preseason basketball games that are kicking off. But more importantly, my favorite sport, the favorite thing I love to talk about, NFL football. Had a great slate of games this past weekend. I took one on the chin pretty much this weekend. I think I went 9-5, which wasn't horrible, but it was an okay week. But just talk about some of the big shakeups that went on in college football last weekend. Just can't get over some of the games that happened, some of the big upsets. A lot of shaking up in the top 25. In just a miraculous a list of upsets, of games that just didn't quite go the way that we thought they would go. Louisville losing, getting knocked off. There's a whole, not only a lot of teams that get knocked out of the national championship conversation, but a lot of players that got knocked out of the Heisman conversation. So, of course, that kind of brings up some of the players who may not have been early season favorites to be in the Heisman conversation, but yet they are being mentioned now. Players like A.J. McCarron, who I mentioned early in the season, I told you, beware. A lot of these players that, you know, may go above him in the draft won't be able to fathom the season because their team gets knocked off. And for a lot of the voters, they will immediately get eliminated from the conversation. Guys like Teddy Bridgewater, who's Louisville Cardinal, took one on the chin this past weekend. More than likely, probably won't get as strong of a look at the Heisman as he would have. Jadeveon Clowney, the defensive lineman for South Carolina, who was in the conversation as a long shot early in the season, definitely, probably, more than likely, will be the first pick in the NFL draft, but will not be highly mentioned in the Heisman conversation. And unfortunately, players like my man Lake Seastrunk at Baylor University more than likely won't be in the conversation, and not due to any fault of him, but basically at Baylor they have four at least quality running backs who won't be in the conversation, any one individual, because they do all get to play. They do all get to carry. Lake is only getting about 12 to 15 carries a game, and that's just not enough. Although he's absolutely producing, he's averaging like 9.5, 10 yards a carry. So his numbers are still there, but just doesn't get the kind of production that you would need to get as a Heisman winner. So again, I will restate this. I will re-say that I do expect a player like A.J. McCarron to be the go-ahead guy when it comes to the Heisman. I don't see how you can refute a player who has basically, if they run the table this year, and by the time the Heisman votes are all calculated, it'll be before the national championship game. But a player who looks like that he's on a direct route for winning three national championships in a row and getting a ring for the fourth because he was a freshman on the team. So he'll walk away with four national championship rings, an unbelievable record as a starter. I believe he has two losses. And just leading a dominant national championship team, I don't see how you can refute A.J. McCarron as the Heisman winner. But, you know, voters will have their own choices, and they'll decide which way they want to go with their ballot. But I'm still sticking with A.J. McCarron as my Heisman winner at the end of the season. A couple of college games that are coming up that I think will be of some note will be a Vanderbilt team that had a huge upset this past weekend by knocking off Georgia, will go into Kyle Field and play a bruised and beat-up Texas A&M team who took one on the chin against Auburn this past weekend. They may be playing without Johnny Football at quarterback, and so that means Joko will be starting if Johnny can't play. But with Johnny, you never know. He took a major hit on his throwing arm, although he did come back and play and played heroically, absolutely played heroically. You can say what you want about the kid, but he is a battler. He is a fighter. And his team has to rally around him because you love playing for a guy or with a guy who is just that tenacious and that strong-willed. And that's two weekends in a row that he has fought through injuries to come back, and he almost this past weekend led his team to victory. But that is one of the highlight games. We'll see if Vandy can do what they did at home, see if they can actually do it on the road, see if they can reproduce that type of production, that type of defense, and that type of upset. Two highly ranked teams will be Texas Tech will be playing against Oklahoma up in Norman. Should be a battle. Cliff Kingsbury's run-and-shoot spread offense against a more traditional offense in Oklahoma. Kingsbury has them highly ranked. They're on the borderline of being in the top 10. Another Big 12 team that is playing some great football against Oklahoma, one of the greatest programs in college football history. We will see how that one pans out. It should be a great shootout. I believe that if Texas Tech offense can actually do what they've been doing all season, that Oklahoma will have a hard time outscoring them. So it'll be Oklahoma's defense, more so than their offense. We'll see which will determine this game. You've got UCLA against Oregon. Oregon, my number two team in my rankings. I did not have Florida State hopping them, but definitely still my number two team. They'll be hosting UCLA, which came off their first loss of the season. Again, a player, Hundley, the quarterback at UCLA, who may have eliminated himself out of the Heisman conversation because his team did lose. But being at UCLA, they will get a little bit more forgiveness. So he will still probably get an invite to New York City, but again, won't win. And Baylor plays against Rock Chalk Jayhawks of Kansas. That'll be in Lawrence, Kansas. Again, Baylor's averaging about 64 points a game this season. I expect them to continue with that dynamic offense. Kansas is an improved team, but they are still somewhat struggling. So I don't see them being able to keep up with the speed and the offensive prowess of the Baylor Bears. That will move Baylor, I believe, to 6-0. Then you've got the University of South Carolina going into Missouri playing an undefeated Tiger team that came off one of their biggest victories in school history. Missouri will be probably the favorite, but I'm actually going to be picking an upset. I think USC, the old ball coach, will have his players back on track and playing well. So I do expect Missouri to get knocked off, probably get knocked out of the top 10. You got Stanford against Oregon State. That's a team that's just outside of the top 5 and a team that's barely in the top 25. Oregon State with Coach Joe Siumalu out of the University of Hawaii, Radford High School, Leilua High School. I do expect Oregon to take care of business and knock off Stanford. That would be somewhat of an upset. And I do want to mention the Eastern Illinois University Panthers, the number 2 ranked team in FCS football, led by Coach Dino Babers, doing a great, great job of getting his players to perform. One of the more historic programs in division, what used to be called Division II, now called FCS. Some great quarterbacks, some great coaches have come through that program, and Dino Babers is setting a standard with his production this year that will warrant some Coach of the Year honors, and his quarterback, I think it's Garoppolo, will be wanting some Player of the Year consideration. I believe they call that the Walter Payton Award. So we'll keep following that. That is the my take on college football this weekend. We'll see how things pan out. Good luck to all the young scholar athletes. Before I leave college football, I did want to bring up what's going on at Grambling University. You have some people call it a mutiny. I wouldn't call it that. I would call it some players standing up for what is right. I understand that the HBCUs, the historically black colleges and universities, are financially strapped and are doing the best they can with what resources that they are given. The players at Grambling are fed up with substandard facilities, substandard travel arrangements, and what they basically did is they boycotted a road trip to Jackson, Mississippi to play at Jackson State University. They said, we're not getting on the bus. We're not going to go. They're tired of having to take long bus rides to games. I guess you could look at it and say, you know, they're acting like they're spoiled brats, so they need to understand that they made a commitment to the school and the school is doing best they can. After losing their head coach, Doug Williams, I believe that a lot of the players feel that they are being betrayed and neglected by not giving the proper treatment that they feel they deserve. Whether you agree or disagree, I respect these young men for standing up for what they believe to be an injustice or for standing up for what they believe to be right. So my hat goes off to Grambling's football team. Hopefully the president there can get things straight. Hopefully their sports information department will do a better job of finding funds to run that program. I hope this doesn't deter from their ability to field a team in the FCS division, but I do respect these young men for standing up for what they believe is right. Now, NFL action. Again, real quickly, you are listening to the Motor Mouth Mosley radio show. The call in is 347-945-7975. Of course, we're always looking for sponsors and donations for what we're trying to do here. We do want to thank you for spending your time listening to what I got to say. And real quickly, let's talk a little football, a little NFL, a whole lot of NFL. Last week, like I said, I took one on the chin. I went 9-5, which is okay. Not great, but okay. That gives me an overall record so far this season of 74-33, which most people would be happy with. My picks for week number 8, I will be picking the Carolina Panthers to go into Tampa Bay and keep the Buccaneers winnable at 0-7. I've got Dallas going into Detroit, doing something that they didn't do when they were there a couple of years ago, and that is taking out a win on the Detroit Lions. Yes, the Lions are playing much better football in the NFC North, give them a lot of credit what they've been able to do with some of the players they picked up. Matthew Stafford, a quarterback, Charles Johnson, wide receiver, Reggie Bush at running back, and Ndamukong Suh wreaking havoc on the defense. Much better program, much better franchise than what they were a few years ago. But I'm picking my Dallas Cowboys, as I always do, to go in and get the upset. I've got Cleveland going to Kansas City. Kansas City will still remain the only undefeated team in the NFL by knocking off the Cleveland Browns. Kansas City will be at home. They are playing great, fantastic football. Coach Andy Reid has revitalized that franchise. Jamal Charles playing absolutely great football. You've got Alex Smith leading the team at quarterback. 7-0. Not saying that they're going to win the Super Bowl, because I think once the playoffs start, I think some of the other teams, the cream will rise to the top. But I do like what Kansas City is doing. I've got Miami going into New England. New England will be very upset. They probably had a miserable week of practice, or will have a miserable week of practice, and I expect them to take their frustrations out on the Miami Dolphins. Buffalo goes into New York. Buffalo also, much like Kansas City, well, not to the degree of Kansas City, but one of the more improved NFL teams this year, like what they're doing up there in the Northeast. But they're going to go into a hornet's nest. New Orleans will win that game. I have no doubt about it. San Francisco goes into Jacksonville and keeps Jacksonville miserable. The Jets, the mighty Jets, the J-E-T-S. Wow. Usually Jets stands for just in the season, but those kids are playing some ball, knocked off New England last week, which was a surprise. But they go into Cincinnati this weekend, Cincinnati coming off a loss. I'd expect Cincinnati to take care of business, knock off the Jets. Pittsburgh versus Oakland, an old, old rivalry that goes way back, one of the great rivalries in the NFL. Although Oakland is struggling, they will be at home. Pittsburgh's not playing the quality of ball that they're accustomed to. So I'm picking Oakland over Pittsburgh. Washington goes into Denver. Denver coming off their first loss of the season, the Sunday night loss to Indianapolis. Washington, you're going to get smacked around on this one. I think that Denver's going to be upset. Von Miller is back playing after an emotional game last week. I do expect them to rally the troops and take care of Washington at home. Sunday night football, we've got Green Bay at Minnesota. Minnesota is turning out to be one of the poorer teams in the NFL. Green Bay will go in to Minneapolis and knock off the Vikings. And then on Monday night football, you've got Seattle versus St. Louis. Seattle goes into St. Louis, plays the Rams. Rams do play better ball at home, but they just lost their starting quarterback, Sam Bradford, for the season with an ACL. They'll be playing, I believe, Kevin Clemens, I believe, at quarterback. So doesn't bode well for the Rams. I got Seattle knocking that one off. And if you're following closely, you realize that there were a couple of teams who a couple of games which I omitted. And I'm a little bit up in the air on both of these games on which way to go. I've got the New York Giants going into Philadelphia. Giants coming off their first win of the season against a Philadelphia team that just really didn't look all that well against Dallas. And I wasn't sure if it was more Dallas or more Philly just not playing well. They definitely didn't look like the Philadelphia team that opened the season with a dynamic offense. They were down to playing their third-string quarterback, Matt Barkley, who threw three interceptions in the second half, actually in this probably the third of the game. I understand that's a lot to ask a rookie to come off the bench and play against a team like Dallas in a big game like that. I'm not sure the status of Michael Vick. Nick Foles just doesn't look like he's going to be the answer at quarterback. If I knew who was going to be starting at quarterback, I would probably be better off. But considering that he probably could have played last week, I think Philadelphia is going to have to go with Michael Vick at quarterback. If they go with Vick against the Giants, I think that gives them a better chance of winning at home. If doesn't, whoever they play at quarterback, if he doesn't play well, the Philadelphia fans will eat them alive. But I'm going to go with Philadelphia to knock off the Giants, keep the Giants with only one victory. And then the other game that I'm having issues with will be the Atlanta-Arizona game, the Battle of the A's. I'm going to go, the game is going to be held out in Arizona, out in Glendale. And although Atlanta is still struggling offensively, they had a big win last weekend over Tampa Bay, who I think is a very porous team. I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to go with Arizona to take care of business at home. So those are my picks for Week 8, Carolina, Dallas, Kansas City, New England, New Orleans, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Cincinnati, Oakland, Denver, Arizona, Green Bay on Sunday night, and Seattle on Monday night. Those are my picks for Week number 8. Wish me well. And, of course, starting tomorrow night, you've got World Series action with the St. Louis Cardinals playing against the Boston Red Sox in a best-of-7, first-of-4 World Series, which should be very entertaining. As I said, I think I'm going to be picking Boston to win this one. I'm still a little bit shaky. I may change it before game one, but hey, I'm going to go with Boston because I know more Boston fans than I do Cardinal fans, and I wish them nothing but the best. You've been listening to the Motormouth Mosley Radio Show. I want to thank you for listening in, whether you're listening in live or archived. I want you to have a great week. Look forward to talking to you on Thursday night after Scandal. We'll talk a little baseball. We might talk a little Scandal, but probably more baseball and football. See what's going on in this world of sports. I want you to have a great next couple of days. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening in, and mahalo.